proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio is a very special guest. In fact, he came from halfway around the world to be with us today. This is Brother Kyle Sutton. Kyle, welcome to the studio.
It's good to be here.
Well, Kyle, you and your family have served in Australia for several years with International Board of Jewish Missions. And again, it's a delight to spend some time with you today. On our last program, you shared a little bit with us about your testimony, how you came to know the Lord, and your eventual call to Jewish missions in Australia. But let's take our listeners today to the land down under and see what the Lord has been doing in Australia. And so can you share with us about that?
Well, this August the 1st marks 16 years we will have been on the field of Australia. When we first landed there, we settled in Sydney among some 45,000 Jewish people living there at that time. In the very first year I was there, I met Obadiah, an Israeli man in his very early 50s, and we became rather good friends. He was worked in a bakery. But I began giving him the gospel straight away, leading him to the Jesus and the prophets, showing him these verses in Isaiah and other places. And he came to faith just a short time later, on the very week of Passover, of all weeks on the Jewish calendar. And Obadiah trusted in Jesus as Savior, and we baptized him sometime later. It was actually a couple of years later before we baptized him. But it was so interesting to see the Lord work and put. I just happened to be walking by a little door where he was baking for a restaurant, and they had him in a back room. But I heard Israeli or Hebrew music, and when I heard that, I knew there's an Israeli in there, and I stepped in there and introduced myself and met him. So the Lord just brought us together, and I spent the next 5 years discipling him and having Bible studies with him, and now he's home with the Lord. He's passed away of cancer, but that was an exciting time of beginning as I began in Sydney. But about 8 years later, we moved to Melbourne, so that's where we've been for the past 8 years.
Okay, so going from Sydney now to Melbourne and seeing there's quite a large Jewish population in Australia. I don't think many people realize that.
Yeah, more than 110,000 live there.
So what has the Lord been doing now in Melbourne? Do you see a difference between that and Sydney?
Yes, the Jewish community in Sydney is more modern, you might say. In Melbourne, you have the ultra-Orthodox, the Lubavitcher Jews. And so they have the ultra-Orthodox community lives in Melbourne. And they're much tighter knit. They live closer together, stick closer together. And it's a bit different. So I'm witnessing among very religious Jews there, and that's not an easy thing to do. It's in many ways, in every case, the Lord has to really prepare the way and select one whom he wants to save. Or, you know, they're called the chosen people for a reason, but the Lord has to do the work of bringing them to faith through the Word of God. And so I have a habit of once a year in that ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, actually even in the suburbs around it, circulating literature. Once a year, the whole Jewish community gets a piece of gospel literature, maybe a 50-page booklet. I do these Bible studies, and then I turn it into small booklets. And so once a year, the Jewish community for the past, say, 6 or 7 years has gotten the gospel in some form, either a tract or a little booklet, so that they constantly keep getting a renewed message about the gospel of Christ.
Well, amen. As we've been talking with Brother Kyle Sutton here, who's ministering in Australia, we see the unique challenges that are presented there. And really, each Jewish field around the world is unique in its own way, but yet a lot of similarities as well. And it invites you to pray for the Sutton family who are ministering in Australia with IBJM. They're doing a great work there, ministering as you hear these testimonies of Jewish people come to know the Lord. Please keep the Suttons in your prayers. We plead with you to do that. But Brother Sutton, thank you for joining us today in the studio. It's been a delight to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. And again, if you'd like to hear this program again, please go to ibjm.org to listen to this, as well as our many other archive programs. Pray that God will bless you today as you follow him. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.